Y'all gonna wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. Sorry. Jump up and shout and run around the house. Praise God. Why did the Lord love Mount Zion? Because of the extravagant worship. The Lord said, I have chosen Zion for my habitation. It is my dwelling place forever. Does that include now? Is he still dwelling in Zion? Yes. That's where he dwells. And who is Mount Zion? Those living stones in whom the temple of God is built. Those who are us. He dwells in the midst of us and in us. See, back in those days, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God lives in each of us. Okay, praise God. All right. Now, many generations after David's time, many generations later, there was a prophet named Amos. And he wrote an interesting, or gave an interesting prophetic word in chapter 9 of Amos, verse 11. He says, In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, back in the days of Mount Zion in Jerusalem, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. So Amos gives a prophecy about the tabernacle of David being raised up again. And even though it was a thing of the ancient past, God always intended to rebuild it at some point in time. Now in the New Testament, we know the story of Peter going down to Caesarea to Cornelius' house. And he preached the gospel to Cornelius' family, and all of them got saved and filled with the Spirit. These were Roman citizens. And he kind of got called on the carpet for preaching to the Gentiles. You know, there's a big fuss came up out of it. And then the Gentile churches began to spring up, and somebody came down there and said, some Jewish preacher came down and said, you got to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. Otherwise, you're not saved. He wanted to convert the church to Judaism, but anyway. And there was a big meeting held at the church in Jerusalem to resolve this particular issue. And listen what the conclusion of that meeting was. A lot of folks came together. They argued the whole thing. In Acts 15, verse 13, it says, and after they had held their peace, James answered, and he was the head guy at the church. I guess you could say the pastor of the Jerusalem church. He answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. That is, gone down to Caesarea and preached to Cornelius' house. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, and he refers to the prophecy in Amos, after this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. That was Amos' prophecy from Amos chapter 9. And James is saying, well, here we go. Here's the point in a nutshell. When the Gentiles came into the covenants of God through faith in Jesus, the tabernacle of David was built again on a spiritual level. Why? So that the residue of men, the rest of the world, might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, he said. See, God told Abraham, and your seed, which is Christ, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. It was always God's intention to bring in the Gentiles. But, of course, when they preached to the Gentiles and somebody got saved, you know, the Jews got mad. What are you doing that for? They just didn't realize that. That was always God's covenant with Abraham, all the families of the earth. So we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are the tabernacle of David, rebuilt. We are Mount Zion, Hebrews says. And the church, the worship that they had on Mount Zion is New Testament worship. 1,000 years before Christ. You see, our worship that we worship goes back 3,000 years to the time of Samuel. I don't know if y'all have ever heard any of this. Or you think it just came up in this generation? You know, in the 1970s, when the hippies got turned on to Jesus, that suddenly Davidic worship became the thing just out of the blue. No, it goes back millennium. We worship God with an ancient style of worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walls, I'm telling you right now, this is amazing stuff. Now, I'm done with all that. Now I want to talk a little bit about prophetic singing. I wanted to talk about that. It's what I told you earlier. So let me give you just one scriptural background on that. When Samuel the prophet, see, I'm skipping the whole story, just going to you, go and tell you about it. When Samuel the prophet first anointed Saul to be king over Israel, he was out looking for his donkeys and stumbled into wherever Samuel was, and Samuel anointed him with oil, you know, and he didn't know what was going on. And so it says, certain things, when you leave me today, Saul, certain things are going to happen to you. One of which was that he, Saul, would prophesy among the prophets. I mean, this guy probably just had no idea what was going on. But anyway, and it says in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5, after that you shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt come there to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a timbrel, well, a psaltery and a tabret, and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And then it went on to verse 10. This actually happened after he left Saul. It says, verse 10, and when they came there to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, that is Saul, and he prophesied among them. Wow. That's kind of dazzling. Maybe I shouldn't say mind-blowing, but this company, who is this company of musical prophets? Where did they come from? Praise God. Well, as we study the both books of Samuel, we find that Samuel had a school of the prophets where he raised these guys up. Samuel raised up a new breed of prophet that used music to connect with the Spirit of God. And the atmosphere and anointing around them was so powerful that even Saul prophesied when he came close to him. And Saul was nothing like a prophet. He was just a kid at that time. There's another story later on where Saul, the king, sends messengers to Naioth, the schoolhouse, Samuel's school of the prophets, to capture David, bring him back, because he wanted to kill him, if you remember the story. And he says, the messengers went, and when they came into the company of the prophets, they all began to prophesy. The messengers that he sent, and they couldn't do what they were supposed to do, is capture David. And it says that he sent another company of messengers, and they came into the company of the prophets, and they prophesied. Can you imagine? And then he sent another group, and they prophesied. Finally, he went himself. He went himself, and he said when he came into the company of the prophets, that Saul prophesied, and he took off all his clothes, and he laid on the ground and prophesied all day and all night without any clothes on. I'm thinking, Lord, why did he take his clothes off? And I felt the Lord said, so I could humiliate him for trying to kill my anointed. God had already taken his spirit from Saul. An evil spirit from the Lord troubled Saul. Every time David would play on his instrument, that anointing would come and that evil spirit would leave. Glory to God. See, David, and I'm going off my notes now, but that's okay. David understood what the anointing to worship God was about. It said when Samuel anointed David, it said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day. From that day forward, David was anointed with the Spirit of God. And he was out there keeping his father's sheep, and he'd play his little harp. And he'd sing stuff like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He leads me beside the still waters. You see, he created that under the anointing of the Spirit. Praise God. So he knew who these prophets were. And then later on, when David set up his tabernacle, who do you think the worshipers in that tabernacle were? They were either these guys or people who were raised up by them, because they were prophetic singers, prophetic musicians. They were prophets who came into this tabernacle with the presence of God right out in the open. And that's why these tremendous songs were written that are recorded in the book of Psalms. And you know, some of them were prayers. Oh, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me, O God, but you, Lord, you're a shield for me. These were songs that were written under the anointing of the Spirit. Anyway, these prophets, this school of prophets, this company of prophets, they sang, they played music, and they did that and connected with the Spirit. The anointing was so powerful upon them that you couldn't come close to them without it capturing you. I submit right now, that's the kind of anointing we're supposed to have right here in this place. I'm telling you, that's what we're supposed to have right here. But we've got to become prophetic in doing it. And in other words, these guys did this all the time. That's why it was so powerful. And we taught the message about singing, making melody in your heart, coming before the Lord, being filled with the Spirit. The more filled you become with the Spirit, the more you begin to sing prophetically, or speak prophetically for that matter. But I believe mostly what they did was singing. Why have the music if you weren't going to sing? See, all believers have the Holy Spirit in them, and we're capable of this type of worship. And we have some wonderful times. I mean, I'm not knocking anything that goes on here. It's blessed. We're blessed. But this intense anointing of worship, this intense atmosphere of worship and anointing that this company of prophets had, that's something we can have, but only if we develop it. In other words, we've got to get more filled with the Spirit on an individual basis. And when we come together, it'll happen right here. I mean, we had a measure of it this morning. I mean, it was blessed. I thought it was. Maybe it's because I was leading. I thought, well, this has got to be good, right? No, just kidding. Okay, come on, you can laugh. It's all right. I'm just joking. No, but it felt a little hard at first. But then, you know, as it went, it's getting better. Praise God. Anyway, we're all built to sing the song of the Lord. I think Tim broke loose on some of it this morning. All of us have that ability in us, but we're not all developed in it because we haven't tried it. We haven't practiced it. Well, that's good for them. I just can't carry a tune in a bucket. Well, anybody in here can't carry a tune in a bucket? All right, we pray for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you release them in song in the name of Jesus. We bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because we were all meant to sing. God's a musical God. He said, come before my presence with singing. Well, I can't sing, Lord. Well, I guess you can't come in then. No. It doesn't say that. No, praise God. Make a joyful noise. If you can't sing, make a joyful noise. Ah! Praise God. So, exactly, don't be silent. So why do this? Why sing in this manner? Well, yeah, that's true. Don't be silent all the time. Oh, yeah. Let us kneel before this presence. See, it enhances our experience in worship. This is a participation sport. The worship team is not the worshipers. You know, we think, well, let the band play and I'll listen. Praise God, I'm worshiping. No. You're spectating. You're listening. You'll get some blessing from it. You're cheating. God said, you come before me, before my presence. Now, so, yeah. So I want to give us a chance to just look at how this works. And I want to show you that it's really a simple thing. It's not a real we've made it so complicated. You know, only special people can do that. No. If you're born again, you can do it. Praise God. And I want to just, what we'll do is we'll sing a short rendition of a song or two, get into a place at the end of the song where there's that anointing and that Spirit. Every song has a different anointing on and a different message. When you end a certain song, that message is still in your thinking, and you're in that place where you can sing it out. So, praise God. Let me get my guitar over here. This may turn out terrible on the video. So if it sounds horrible, I'm talking about the way the sound is on the video. We can, and Jan can, you know, kind of cut the songs out and just come to the end, bring that end part where we're playing music. Hang on a second. All right, I appreciate y'all's patience. I'm in the right place, Jan, or whoever. Okay, I'm going to bring this down. Maybe. Well, I've got my guitar plugged up. We could probably turn that. Just bring the guitar in a little bit. All right, what are we going to sing, okay? All right, you want to stand together just for the sake of getting your blood flowing a little bit. All right, we were doing the song Goodness of God. That's a good one to do this with. Now, there's three things we can do with this. We can do worship. We can worship the God with this. Or we can sing a new song, which is sing a song to the Lord. Or we can prophesy with this. I told you this might blow your mind, so don't look at me that way. What do you say, brother? Yeah. So, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, all my life you have been faithful, so faithful, Lord. So good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. 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 See, we're in a musical place right now. That anointing is still there. Love that chord. You just feel like you want to worship every time you hear it. Oh, so anyway, I said there's three things we can do with this. What if we just wanted to worship? We just wanted to lift our voice and worship the Lord. That's one of the things. So, you know, the way these chords work, if you only sing one note, ah, ah, it doesn't matter. It sounds like the chords are changing. But, you know, the Bible says to us that, that we should, what is the scripture in Hebrews about? The fruit of our lips. What's the fruit of our lips? Our words. The fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. So that's what worship is. And so if we can say it, Lord, I thank You. I praise You. I bless You. I give You praise, O Lord. I worship You, God. If we can say praises to God, then we can sing them. Oh, Lord, I bless You, God. Just open your mouth and sing a note. Oh, hallelujah. If you can say hallelujah, that's worship. Oh, we bless Your name, Jesus. We want to sing Your praise. Now, guys, you can't play and sing at the same time. Come on now, go with me. Humor me, will you? Open your mouth and sing to the Lord and bless His name. Give Him glory and praise. I want to worship You, oh God. You are good. I want to sing of Your goodness all the days of my life. Oh, it's so easy. There's no strain, no effort. Lord, we sing to You. Oh. So, that's And it's just a matter of practice. When worship time comes around, open your mouth and sing your praises. I sing your praises, Lord. I sing praises to your name, O God. You are worthy of all praise. Whatever comes to your mind, sing it. Now you can also sing a prophetic song. Sing a new song to the Lord. Lord, I sing a new song to you, a song of praise. Oh, I worship you all my days. You are good, oh Lord, and I want to thank you now. Oh, I thank you. Just open my mouth and sing a song. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We worship you in the beauty of holiness, giving you all the glory, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We sing your Now, is that the only song you can sing? Whatever song's in your heart, you can sing it. Hallelujah. Okay, that's an example of singing a new song. I'm just singing a new song to you, Lord. I'm just singing a brand new song to you, Jesus. 'Cause I love you, Lord. Okay. Anyway, that's... I'm trying to show you that there's no effort to this, that it's an easy thing. Now, what about if I were going to prophesy a word of the Lord? For the Lord would say to his people, draw near to me, my people. Come closer to me, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Oh, and learn of me, for I will give you rest. Come closer right now. Come closer to me, and I will give you rest. Come closer. That's just a rough example. Amen. Of the way, you know, you could give a prophecy. If you had something from the Lord, you felt the Lord was saying something, you can give it in a song. Oh, all right, praise God. Well, that's kind of the instruction I wanted to give on that. That's right. One of the best exercises is to open a psalm. Open to psalms and sing the songs. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never lack anything, for the Lord gives me good things. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul in his presence. He restores my soul. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, that wasn't that bad. Now admit it. It wasn't that bad. Amen. While we finish this up, let's just worship the Lord. Could we stand and just lift our hands for a moment? Just sing what's on your heart. Lord, I love you. I want to sing of your goodness, oh Lord.
wanna worship you, my God, my God. How I love to worship you and sing your praise all my days, oh Lord. I will worship you
Hallelujah. Well, amen. Let's give the Lord some praise, could we? Amen. Isn't it good to just spend some time dwelling in His presence? That's what our worship time ought to be when we worship, you know. I'm talking not here, but in our own private thing. We need to spend some time abiding in His presence in the secret place of the Most High. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Amen. We'll see you again soon.